Thank you. Thank you. A contemporary of Bach, although based in Dresden, not far from where Bach was living in Leipzig, named Johann Friedrich Fasch composed that music. He was born about 3 years after Bach, and that was a suite or an overture in D minor played by Virtuosi Saxonie. And the conductor was Ludwig Gutler. As you heard, Fasch, a composer more in the Galant style, more simplistic, maybe even more forward-looking in that way than Bach. I'm going to follow that with a hymn by Felix Mendelssohn. It's not sung, at least not in this case, it was originally, one of six hymns, this one written for Ascension Day, and it's played by the Oregon Symphony Horns. A Hymn for Ascension Day by Felix Mendelssohn, performed by the Oregon Symphony Horns. We have here a couple of piano pieces by Johannes Brahms to hear. One is a scherzo. The other, which comes from very early in his career, by the way, the other which we hear right now is one of the last pieces he wrote. It's the Intermezzo No. 2 from the Opus 117 set, and Lars Vogt is pianist. First of a couple of Brahms piano pieces we'll be hearing. That is one of the last pieces he wrote, Opus 117, number 2. It's an intermezzo in B-flat minor. And Lars Vogt was the pianist. Up next is one of the first pieces he wrote. Peter Van de Graaff here with the lineup of music. I think you'll enjoy quite a bit. We have a famous work of Dvorak in just a little bit. We have a Haydn symphony as well. And right now, the Opus 4 of Johannes Brahms, his Scherzo in E-flat minor. This recording is with pianist Wilhelm Kempf.
Thank you.
rather dark scherzo or joke for piano in E minor by Johannes Brahms, his Opus 4. Beg your pardon, that was E flat minor was the key. And Wilhelm Kempf was the pianist. Very early music by Brahms. Another scherzo here by a man whom Brahms helped to promote, Antonín Dvořák. This is a much more lighthearted scherzo, the scherzo capriccioso, the capricious joke, literally. Here's the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra led by José Cerebrier.
Thank you.
José Sarabriel directed the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra in some music of Antonín Dvořák that's called the Scherzo Capriccioso, the Capricious Joke, Opus 66. We're going to now turn to music by a man who was known for his practical jokes in person and also in his music. He also wrote a few miniature symphonies, not titled symphonies, but rather called scherzandi, pieces that are joking. The man is Joseph Haydn, and this is a scherzando from the Scherzando number 4. Movement of a little symphony called a Scherzando by Joseph Haydn. Manfred Huss led the Haydn Sinfonietta. Well, we heard those musical jokes by Dvořák and then Brahms before that. This is also something of a musical joke. It's a symphony by Joseph Haydn. And this is one of those pieces in which he plays some practical jokes on the audience, if you listen carefully. It is a mock serious work in D minor. It has a very dramatic opening. And then it goes into a very flippant second theme. And I suppose Haydn was trying to evoke a smile from his audience. There is in the minuet some Gregorian chant for Holy Week. And in the final section, final movement, there's a series of dislocated endings, which are also intended to play a bit of a joke on the audience. This is the Symphony in D minor by Joseph Haydn, and it's recorded by the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra.
Thank you. Thank you.